You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. And how dry we've been. Happy fall, everyone. Summer officially ends today as we mark the equinox. It's been an extremely dry one, and there are more dry, mild days ahead. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, who says we've in fact had the driest summer in Seattle history. He's going to give us more details on that, and also the outlook for this winter. Looks like La Nina is back. First, Cliff, what's the weather looking like this weekend?
Well, not so bad, especially on Saturday. That's right. Autumn starts at 1:02 p.m., so put that on your calendar. You know, you maybe have some kind of ceremony for that. We have a little bit of cloudiness this morning, but that's going to break up, and we'll have mostly sunny conditions during the afternoon. Temperatures getting into the mid to upper 60s, so a pretty nice afternoon, very fallish. Saturday is going to be the best day of the weekend. A ridge of high pressure will build over us. Temperatures will surge to around 70 here in Seattle. Plenty of sun, so a really nice day, completely dry. Then what happens is the ridge kind of gets damped down. We end up what we call a dirty ridge. And so some clouds are going to start moving in Saturday night and Sunday. So Sunday there may be some clouds. There could even be some sprinkles along the coast, but here in Seattle it should be dry. Temperatures getting up into the mid-60s. Monday and Tuesday, you know, this ridge is not that high amplitude, so we'll probably see a few sprinkles coming through on the coast and the north part of the Sound into northwest Washington, but relatively dry from Seattle southward, temperatures in the mid-60s. And then by the time we get to midweek, another ridge is going to pop up, temperatures are going to surge up into probably the lower 70s, and it'll dry out. So a little bit up and down, but no significant weather at all, and maybe just a few sprinkles at a few points.
And I think we've all kind of felt this transition to fall already, but in fact, it's been an extremely dry summer season that we've just passed through.
That's right. Not only dry, but it's also warm. Right now, I can speak with some authority that we've gone through the driest summer in Seattle history. And I mean calendar summer from June 21st to September 21st. So there's no summer that compares to this if we look at the observations at SeaTac. In fact, if we even look back even further using the downtown Seattle observations, it's still the driest summer. So we are all the way. This is as dry as it gets. But you know, one thing I have to point out, it may be the driest summer, but our summers are normally quite dry. So the difference from normal is only a few inches of rain. So it's not that serious. It's also the warmest summer. We're right on the edge of getting that record. But as of yesterday, we were the warmest summer since the early part of the 20th century. And we're just about 0.1 degrees warmer than the runner-up. So it's still a little bit close to call, but we're certainly in one of the warmest summers we've ever experienced here.
And how warm exactly is that?
Well, the mean temperature was roughly 78 degrees, so that gives you an idea. And the difference between the top ones are only like a tenth of a degree, so you know that's the kind of order we're talking about.
Interesting. And despite that, we're headed into a La Nina winter, it looks like. So that means cooler than normal, or at least wetter, right?
That's right. You know, here we are, mid-September, and when we're this far into the year, we really have some substantial insights into the character of next winter. And our main tools, the correlation between El Niño and La Niña and our winter weather. Now, La Niña is when the temperatures of the tropical Pacific are cooler than normal. And in fact, we've made that transition. We are now in a weak La Niña, and which will probably get a little bit stronger, maybe even as strong as a moderate La Niña by the time we get into the winter. Now, La Niñas have certain correlations with our winter. We tend to be a little bit cooler than normal. We tend to be wetter than normal, and we tend to have more snow than normal. And this correlation is most powerful after January 1st. So it may not be dramatic as we get into November, December, but after January 1st, that's when we tend to see more snow in the lowlands, and particularly more snow in the mountains. So what I can tell you is that although there's no certainty here, the dice are weighted to having a better than normal snowpack in the Cascades. So if you're thinking of getting that annual pass, you know, maybe this is a good year to risk it.
Go skiing.
That's right.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we speak every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, where we hope you'll also pledge your support during this fall fund drive. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.